men, living and dead, who did these things, we dedicate this program...
The Dambusters!
Presented by the author himself, Paul Brickhill, dramatized by Maurice West, an Australasian radio production.
This is Paul Brickhill. When Mickey Martin offered to have another crack at the Dortmund Ems Canal with his six remaining crews, Cochrane was staggered. He'd never met anyone quite like the young Australian flight lieutenant. His first impulse was to make him a wing commander on the spot. He decided against this, but he wasn't going to let Martin go unrewarded. After a brief conference with Sam Patch, he called the 617 man back.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Yes, Martin. Did you have a good sleep?
Fair enough, sir.
I wanted to tell you, Martin, you're a squadron leader now, and for the time being, you're in command of the squadron.
Holy Moses, I'm only... Well, I mean, why, sir? We didn't do such a good job for you last night.
Didn't you?
Are you going to let us have another crack at the canal, sir?
I'm still thinking about it. You'd better go and have a talk to Group Captain Patch. He's been a station commander long enough. He'll give you a few hints about your new command.
I don't understand it, sir. I don't understand it at all. The first time I have to take over, we make a mess of the job, and then I come back and find I'm a squadron leader. Well, I just don't get it.
Well, that's the AOC's business. You've got responsibilities now, Mick. You've got a few things to learn, too. The first one is to learn to relax. Come on, let's walk round the perimeter. I didn't think you could miss last night, Mickey. That operation was the best planned I've ever seen.
Yes, I know. It was the fog that beat us. You couldn't see a thing. Oh, but with any sort of luck, we should have smacked it. Sir, do you realize we've only got six crews of the original squadron left?
I know.
We've only done two operations, and that's all we've got left. Maybe this is the end. Maybe they'll make us an ordinary lion squadron, or disband us altogether.
It probably will be the end if you try that canal again tonight. You were silly to volunteer again. You're not immortal.
No, I suppose not.
Do you think you'll get away with it again tonight?
Well, it couldn't be any worse.
Couldn't it? That flak will be expecting you. They'll throw everything at you except the gun mountings.
Yes, sir, I suppose so.
Now, look, forget it a while, Mick. I don't think Cochrane will let you try for a while anyway. He doesn't like losing crews, and you lost 5 out of 8 last night. 6, including Maltby, the night before.
I know. Don't rub it in.
I'm not trying to rub it in, Mickey. I'm pointing out that you'll lose the rest if you go in again tonight. We've got to think out a cleverer way of doing it. Now, what do you think about 617 taking a rest for a while? You've had an awful beating, and you've got to fill up with new crews and train them.
No, sir. Let's do another op right away and get the taste out of our mouths. Otherwise, we're going to get scared of going back.
Well, I don't know. But it's a matter for Cochrane anyway. Come on, Mickey, let's get some breakfast.
Good morning,
morning, sir.
I'll get a place as the pair of them.
Seriously, Mickey, it's the best news we've had in weeks.
Nice work, Mickey. That promotion was really earned.
Well, it's one way to do it, apparently. Miss your target, lose 5 crews.
Can it, Mickey? Can it? That's crazy talk, and you know it.
Of course it is. Mickey, are we having another crack tonight?
I don't know. I asked the AOC, but he didn't seem to be very keen on the idea. We'll just have to wait for a call.
Mm-hmm. Look, Mickey, I've got a favor to ask.
Hmm? Yes, Davy, what is it?
Well, after this next stop, do you think you could wangle me a week's leave?
The boy wants to get married, Mickey.
Oh, it's okay by me, Davy.
Oh, thanks, Mickey, thanks a lot. Anne was pretty cut up last night. She was in the ops room when the reports were coming through. She was quite broken up. This'll cheer her up no end. Well, like a beer?
No, thanks, Davy.
No drinky, huh? That means we're definitely going out tonight.
I wouldn't count on it, Mac. It's just that, well, I'm a bit ragged, and if we do go out, I just don't want to...
Attention. Attention, please. Attention, please. Will all aircrew of 617 Squadron report to the briefing room immediately?
It's us.
Will all aircrew of 617 Squadron report to the briefing room immediately?
Looks like it's on after all.
Well, boys, we might be back in business again. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, sure. Here's the canal again, mate.
I hope for all our sakes it's not.
Well, gentlemen, our target for tonight is the Anthea Viaduct. It's on the Riviera, near the Italian border. Here. It carries the only good railway into Italy from France. If you smash it, it will stop the flow of German reinforcements into Sicily. It is, therefore, an important target.
Just slightly.
Your route is indicated here. It should be a fairly quiet run. We've tried to save you as much trouble as possible.
What about flak in the target area?
Well, intelligence reports, and from this area, they're very reliable, indicate that the flak will be light. It's one of the gaps in the German air defense system. The weather is clear, and you won't have any difficulty in picking up the target. You will come in at 300 feet and try to plant your bombs on the span of the viaduct itself. Now, this is a section plan, and this is the ground plan.
Well, it's not going to be so easy. Looks to me like it's going to be a little like a coconut shy. You miss the span, you've had it.
That's true, McCarthy. But with light interference only from flak and clear weather, you should have a reasonable chance.
It should be all right.
Well, any more questions?
Yes, sir. Is there any chance of doing damage with near misses?
Very little. You'll be using 1,000-pounders with delayed fuses. But there's so much free air around the viaduct and under the arches that near misses won't be any good at all. Well, are you quite clear on all that, Martin?
Yes, sir. We'll do the best we can, but I'm only sorry it isn't the canal.
Hello, Anne, darling.
Oh, David. David, darling, I thought you were never coming.
Hey, no, darling, it's all right. I'm here now, aren't I?
Oh, it was horrible last night. David, horrible.
Yes, sir.
The waiting and the listening and... praying it wouldn't be you. No. Why didn't you ring me when you came in?
Darling, I tried to. I tried to, honestly, but I couldn't get through. The lines were jammed. And I was glad I couldn't. I was pretty shaken up. Oh, then I tried to write you a note. I couldn't hold the pen, so I thought you'd hear soon enough, and I tootled straight off to bed. But I'm better now, though.
David, how long will it go on like this? Night after night?
Not long, darling. We're making another run tonight.
Not the canal again. Not the canal.
No, darling, not the canal. It's a piece of cake, a run down to the Riviera to take a crack at the viaduct and then home again. After that, I've got a week's leave. We can go up to London and get married.
It's always like this, David. After the next operation. After the next... I don't think I can stand it much longer.
Darling.
I'm sorry. It's horribly selfish, but... last night seemed to be, well, just the last straw. Are you sure it's just a piece of cake this time?
I'm not bluffing, Anne. I don't feel like it either, but it is a fairly easy one this time.
All right, darling. When you come back, we get married. What about the license?
Hmm? Oh, hell! I forgot it again.
Come in. Oh, it's you, Mickey. Sit down.
Well, thanks.
Anything wrong?
No. We take off in an hour. Just thought I'd drop in, that's all.
Come on, Mick, get it off your mind.
All right, I will. Why did the AOC give us this target tonight instead of the canal?
You asked for another op, Mickey. Mickey, you got it.
Yes, I know, but I want to know the reason.
If I didn't know you as well as I do, Mickey, I'd slap you down for that. As it is, I'll answer you. There's no question of Cochrane losing faith in the squadron. He thinks it's done a wonderful job. He thinks you have, too.
Hell, I don't know where he gets that idea.
Look, Mickey, the canal is off. Definitely off. Reason? Cochrane doesn't think it's worth losing any more good crews, and the casualties tonight would be double last night. You know the Germans as well as I do. They'd have packed that spot with flak so thick you couldn't spit through it, let alone fly through it. Besides, Mickey, Cochrane's not a man to mince words. If he'd thought you'd done a bad job, he'd have told you.
Well, I suppose that's all I really wanted to hear. Thanks very much, sir.
Another thing, Mickey.
What is it?
Tonight's target. In spite of the fact that it's unprotected, it's damned hard to hit. Don't be too disappointed if you miss it. That's all. Good luck, Mick.
Captain to crew, we're getting pretty near now, chaps. Keep your eyes skinned. The water away to starboard is the Mediterranean. The railway line below leads straight to the target. In this moonlight, we may be able to see the Sea Can. It's only 15 miles from the viaduct. Now, can you see the viaduct yet, Bombhaver?
Only, Mr. Captain. Not yet, Skipper. The railway line's curving to port a little. There's a dark streak some miles ahead. It's getting clearer. Yes, Skipper, that's the ravine.
Good boy. Direct me in the moment you see the viaduct across the ravine. On your toes, everyone. Use your guns on any opposition. I am diving to bomb at 300 feet when we identify the target. Stand by.
Pull me, Mr. Captain. I think the viaduct's to starboard, Skipper. Turn about 20 degrees. Starboard.
Okay, Freddy. I'm going down. Dive me in. It's all yours.
Mickey Martin didn't remain miserable for long. He was happiest when there was action pending. And although the Antaeor Viaduct wasn't the Dortmund Ems Canal, it was a target. But the squadron might as well have gone back to the canal. The raid on the viaduct was a complete failure. Martin was gloomy again when he reported back to the AOC.
Chaps, we're going home now.
Okay, leader, going home. Okay, leader. Sorry, couldn't do better. Over.
Captain to crew, we're heading home, chaps. Give me a course, please, navigator.
I'm sorry, sir. We didn't score even one hit. It was like trying to bomb telephone wires, if you know what I mean. The eggs were bursting all round the target, but, well, we didn't land one on the tracks.
Never mind, Martin. I didn't expect too much. It was a good try.
Would you like us to have another crack at it?
No. No, the Germans will be moving flak batteries in now. It'll be a death trap after this.
It sounds as if the song was right. We're the squadron with one op. What are you going to do with us, sir? Disband?
No, Martin, I'm not. I'm going to rest you for a little while we stack up something really big.
That's a relief, anyway. I'm sending Shannon on leave, sir. He wants to get married.
Oh, bit young for it, isn't he?
Aren't we all, sir? Aren't we all?
Well, darling heart, how does it feel to be Mrs. David Shannon?
It feels, very good. And somehow it feels safe, David. I suppose it isn't any safer, really.
I'd feel a lot safer back at the station than here in the middle of the hotel lounge with everybody staring at us. Darling, we don't really look like newlyweds, do we? I mean, it's 3 days now.
Say, good Lord, look at that young chap over there. They're putting boys into the Air Force now.
Was he talking about me?
He was. And I'm going to do something about it.
Oh, then, darling, sit down. You'll only cause
us... Excuse me, sir. Would you mind walking over here a moment?
Me?
Yes, you.
Why, no, not at all.
This young man here, this boy, as you call him, happens to be my husband.
I say dreadfully sorry and all that.
Darling, please.
This ribbon here is the DSO. Yeah. This one is the DFC. And this boy is one of those who blew up the Myrna Dam.
In that case, madam, I'd like to offer my apologies and buy you both a drink.
Well, Wallace, how's the new bomb going?
Well, we're having our difficulties, of course. They're being smoothed out, one by one. We should be ready on time.
They tell me you had... quite a battle with Craven.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Of course, I don't really blame him, you know. He had to disrupt practically the whole of the steel industry in order to get us started.
Will it do the job? When you've got it finished, I mean.
Oh, yes. Yes. No doubt of it.
The Germans are pushing ahead with the rocket sights. Frankly, Wallace, we're getting very worried.
I'm sorry, Cochrane, but we really can't go any faster, you know.
Oh, I know, I know. I'm not trying to hustle you. As a matter of fact, I didn't get you down here to talk about that at all. The fact is, I've been thinking about another dam-busting raid.
Where this time?
North Italy. Modena.
Oh.
The dam there supplies water power for the whole of Italy's heavy industry.
Mm-hmm.
I've been studying this model. And there's a remarkable similarity between the Modena dam and the hills around Bangor. Here. Take a look at these photographs.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I see what you mean. Who's going to do the job?
617.
Good Lord, Cochrane, not the same boys again.
There aren't that many of them left. We'll have to find more crews and start training them. It'll mean another security blackout.
What? Well, aren't you going to tell the boys?
At this stage, no. There are too many possibilities of a leak. Their own lives depend on it. No, I'll give them a dummy target and set them training on that. I sent for you, Martin, because we've got a new idea for using these bombs of Wallace.
That sounds hopeful, sir.
As you know, the Tirpitz is still lying up in Outen Fjord.
She's been there a long time.
We'd like to get rid of her. Now, you can't fly up the fjord to get her. That'd be death. But she's moored only about half a mile from the shore, where the land rises steeply. However, you might be able to do it by surprise. You'll have to hurdle the hill, dive and bomb, before they wake up.
Yes, I see what you mean, sir. But we'd get no chance of a second run.
I know that. So I've been looking out for a training area for you, and I think we found it. Look at these.
Mm-hmm. Where is this, sir?
Near Bangor. The hill that you see there is about the same height and gradient as the approach to the Tirpitz. I want you to get your boys up there and see if you can level out soon enough on the water after you've hopped over the hill. Speaking off the record, I'd say you might need a certain amount of flap, but you'll have to try that for yourself.
We wouldn't need too many aircraft, sir. Myself, McCarthy and Shannon would go. We know the form of attack well, and we could practice over the Bangor Hill so that we get it right the first time. I think you should be prepared to lose the three aircraft, sir, but we'll probably get it.
I see. Well, I'll let you know about that, Martin. In the meantime, start building up the squadron with new crews. I'll look about for some good ones and send them to you.
And the training, sir?
Start right away with the boys you've got.
Operator, send WT signal to base. Training exercise P-Popsy on Bangor commencing now.
Walls operator to Skipper. Okay. What's it going to look like, Skipper? By the sound of it, a briefing, it'll be a bit dicey.
You're not telling me a thing. Okay, chaps, captain the crew, carry out full attack procedure during all training runs. All gunners imagine light flak opposition, but for Pete's sake, don't actually open fire. We don't want to slaughter any innocent Welshmen. Bomb aimer, drop an imaginary bomb. Wireless operator, stand by to send signal for successful attack. Navigator, stand by to give me a course for home.
All right, Skip.
Okay, Skipper.
Right, Skipper.
Okay, Skip. Captain to crew. Okay, chaps, I'll try my first dummy run now. Stand by, here we go.
Oh, me, Mr. Captain. Gosh, we're travelling a bit that way. You've got to be able to pull out, all right.
Well, if I don't, you can all send me a postcard. That's rather too close for comfort. I think I'll have to try it using a bit of flap. Okay, we'll try first with 20 degrees, and let's hope one of them doesn't collapse. Okay, stand by, fellas. Here we go again.
Well, sir, the only way of carrying out an attack on the Tirpitz where she is now would be by using at least 40 degrees of flap. I know, of course, that we're not supposed to use flap on lanks over a speed of 130, but I think that'll stand the strain. Anyway, they did this afternoon.
If they don't, he'll spin straight in, you know that.
We'll have to chance it. Otherwise, there's no possibility of getting the Tirpitz.
All right. We'll leave it at that, Martin. Keep the boys training, and now, here's a list of new crews who'll be reporting to you within the next week or so. I want you to look them over and weed out as many as you like. Don't take any man who isn't dead keen to join the squadron.
That means, sir, that... Well, that means we're really in business.
You're really in business, Martin. You didn't think you'd be out of it, did you?
Oh, yes, sir, I did.
Well, now you know. By the way, did you see this?
Hmm? Oh, the letter from the Chester Herald. Yes, sir, I did. I was going to ask you about it. Who is he, anyway, this Herald fellow?
He's the member of the College of Heralds who approves all new insignia.
He says, with reference to your device, after us the deluge, we would point out that this remark was made by Marie Antoinette in an irresponsible connection, and we cannot therefore approve its use. Well, hang it all, sir. We wrote to them about that and suggested changing it to after me the deluge.
I know. We've got a letter about that, too. It says, the suggested amendment to your device is still not acceptable to the College of Heralds. In its present form, it is identical with a statement made by an ancient Greek and is indicative of extreme selfishness.
Why couldn't a damn Greek stick to his own language? What do we do now, sir?
Write back politely and explain that the badge has already been chosen and approved by the king. And add that you are very sorry that the royal prerogative should be overlooked.
I like that, sir. I like it very much. I'll get the letter off tonight.
How's the recruiting going, Mickey?
Not so good, sir. Seems we've got the name of a suicide squadron.
Well, aren't you?
I hadn't looked at it that way. But come to think of it, I suppose we are.
Haven't you got any crews?
Four. There they are. O'Shaughnessy, Wiltshire, Whedon, and Bull.
Yeah. Well, that's enough to begin with.
Enough for the Tirpitz, anyway.
When will you be ready for it?
We're ready now. I'm just waiting for a call from the... Ah. Martin here. Yes, put him on. This is the AOC now. Yes, sir, this is Martin. Yes, sir, I've got four new crews. That makes 10 in all. 10, sir, yes. Oh, fine, fine. I'm very happy with them. What's that, sir? Oh. Oh, I see. Yes, sir. All right, sir. I'll wait for word from you.
What's the trouble, Mickey?
I don't know. I only wish I did. The Tirpitz raid is off.